You are listening to the African Life Podcast with Agbo Uwabo. Each show, I will cover topics such as African culture, lifestyle, and politics from both home and away. To interact with the show, email studio@redshiftonline.org. This is Agbo Uwabo, your regular host, The African Life. With me today is Emmanuel Agbo to discuss about African culture and African child. You are welcome, Mr. Agbo Emmanuel.
Thank you very much.
Please, could you tell us more about yourself?
My name is Emmanuel Agbo. I'm 9 years old. The school I attend is Eaton Park Academy, and I'm in year four.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Are you from Nigeria?
Yes.
Can you tell me more about Nigeria? Have you visited Nigeria before?
I visited my friend, well, my cousins, and it was fun, and I love Nigeria.
So could you tell me the difference when it comes to the behavior between your own experience, the Nigerian child, and the UK child?
So what I've realized is that in Nigeria, all the children are like very well behaved, and they have to be well behaved. But in UK, like, children are always playing in the streets. They're not always well behaved. That's what I've realized.
So what can you say about the environment in Nigeria?
It's quite sandy. It's not very...
Nigeria is beautiful.
Yes, I think Nigeria is beautiful and I love it.
Can you give us the reason why?
Because, like, it has got, like, beautiful places and all the things are, like, well put.
Can you tell us the current president of Nigeria?
So the current president of Nigeria is Buhari.
What do you think the population of Nigeria is?
It's got a lot of people. So it's really like 193 million, which Nigeria has the 8th most people in the world.
Can you speak Nigerian language?
Yes, I speak Ika, which is Nigerian language. And, for example, it's Elowanwi, means, are you hungry? Eka means hand. And Alwa means welcome.
Thank you very much. Being born to a Nigerian parent, how do you feel?
I feel very happy because I get to see all the things of Nigerian, and I always get to hear my mum and dad speak in Nigerian language.
Do you get confused? The behavior, like when you're at home, the Nigerian culture, and then you get to school, or when you're outside the home, the European culture. Do you get confused?
Not really. I don't really, because like I understand both of the culture, because like I live in UK, but at the same time I live in Nigeria, so I am used to both of them. So I'm not really confused.
So what part of Nigerian culture can you say as a child you do understand?
I really understand the Lagos culture, like, because that's the only place I've been to, and I've found out that all the children must be well behaved, and they are well behaved.
So what culture do your parents practice at home that you see as a child that you want to grow up with?
My mum and dad speak Delta State, which is Ika, and Ika's from Nigeria, of course, and I want to grow up with that so that I can teach, like, my children when I grow up, and then they will know how to speak Nigerian, and then my children can teach their children, and it will just keep going on, so everybody who I'll know will be able to speak Nigerian.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Can you tell us like the best Nigerian food that you love?
My favorite Nigerian food is.
Can you also tell us more about like how you behave at home, making sure coming from African background, the Nigerian background, can you tell us like the activities that you can see or how you behave at home?
So the activities we do is like the Holy Spirit, because of course we believe in God, and then really what we do at home, we of course I have to be well behaved, like you have to be in Nigeria, and yeah.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. When you are in school, you mentioned that you attend Eton Park. How do you feel when you are in school? Do you portray the African Nigerian culture, to be precise? Do you show it in school?
Yes, Agbo Wabo, yes, I do. And all the time I tell my friends Nigerian language, and then a lot of them now in my class can say it, like Aluwa and Ndo and Nani and things like that, because that's what I've been teaching them first.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Can you just share more light about how you like other children that are from Africa background, how you want to see them behave, both at home and when they are outside?
So I love to see them behave very well, like African children are supposed to. And like if they don't behave very well, then that will be very disappointing.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. How do you see the discipline of a child? What I mean by discipline is how to correct a child. How do you see the difference between the discipline of an African child, or when you are at home, or when you are with African people, to that when you are outside the home and with the European culture? Do you notice any difference in the discipline of a child?
Yeah, so what I've realized about African children is that the discipline, they have to be very behaved, and they shouldn't be like not they shouldn't be naughty, and they should be very well behaved when they are outside and at home or wherever they go. But if it's UK children, all the time I see people being mean and doing like bad things. So that's really the difference I've noticed.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. And thank you for answering some of our questions. I know as a child, there are a lot that you want to learn about Africa, and particularly in Nigeria. Will you like to live in Nigeria in future, or you prefer to live in UK in future as an adult?
I prefer to live in. I love Nigeria, but I think I prefer to live in UK, because like it's where I'm used to, and Nigeria is where I'm used to as well. But Nigeria, there's nothing wrong with Nigeria, but I just prefer to live in UK when I'm older.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel, for this interview. Thank you for having time to share more light on how you feel about African culture and the African child. Thank you very much, and we hope that next time when we call upon you, you'll be available to tell us your experience as an African child. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You are listening to the African Life podcast with Agbo Uwabo. Each show, I will cover topics such as African culture, lifestyle, and politics from both home and away. To interact with the show, email studio@redshiftonline.org.